good afternoon to you from the sports team. Let's start this one with some cricket. Marco Jansen starred with the ball after lunch as the Proteas quick bowlers dismantled Sri Lanka's batters 42 all out in the first innings on day two. Now Jansen was the big destroyer, taking 7 wickets for just 13 runs rather in 7 overs. Now he was ably assisted by Gerald Coetzee, who took 2 wickets while Kagiso Rabada claimed the other one. This gives South Africa a healthy first innings lead of 149 runs after captain Themba Bavuma salvaged the hosts with a defiant stand of 70 runs, which led him to his 22nd test match half century to take the Proteas to 191. Now the Proteas are currently back at the crease with Aiden Markram and Vian Mulder currently building a partnership. Tony DeZorzi, the first to be dismissed on 17 for 32. The Proteas lead by 197 runs at the moment. South Africa are 48 with the loss of 1 wicket. Over to some rugby. Massive news ahead of the Coastal Derby between the Hollywood Sharks and the DHL Stormers in Durban this weekend. Now, the Durbanites look to add to their tally of wins over Vodacom United Rugby Championship title holders when they host the Stormers at Kings Park on Saturday. Now, back in the side are props Oxen Chair and Vincent Koch, Scottish international Dylan Richardson, Springbok captain Sia Khaleesi, who will captain the side in the absence of injured Eben Etzebeth, brothers Jaden and Jordan Hendrickse, try-scoring machine Makazolo Mampimpi, Lukanyo Am, Apalele Fasi and Grant Williams. And then over to some football to close. Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou's joked he's struggling to get to grips with the new European format. A victory at home to Roma this evening would keep Spurs on course for a top 8 finish in the Europa League, which guarantees them a place in the knockout phase. Postecoglou says there's another motivation for them to get a positive result.
My goal is to stay on that first page because I just can't scroll down below that. So it makes it easier for me in my age with my eyesight to look at it. So any win that keeps us on that first page is good.
The clash tonight between Spurs and Roma kicks off at 10 p.m. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.